Hello, and good
Hello.
evening, everyone. And thank you for joining us today for Sirca Paints India Limited Q2 FY26 results call. I am Drishti from Finporter Investor Relation Team, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all. We are joined today by senior members of the management team, including Mr. Sanjay Agrawal, Chairman and MD, Mr. Apurva Agrawal, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Hira Kumar, Company Secretary. Due to some unavoidable circumstances, Ms. Shalu Arora, the CFO, is not able to join. Let me now hand it over to Mr. Apurva Agrawal to take you through the key financial highlights. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Rishti, and good evening, everyone. I am pleased to share with you the financial performance of Sirca Paints India Limited for the second quarter of FY26. Revenue from operations increased to INR 131.17 crores in Q2 FY26 from INR 105.46 crores in the same quarter last year. This represents a robust growth of 24.37% year-on-year. This strong performance was primarily driven by the better product mix and a strategic focus on high-value product sales. Moving on to our profitability matrix for this quarter, EBITDA for the quarter two FY26 increased to INR 27.40 crores from INR 18.96 crore in the same quarter last year, reflecting a healthy growth of 44.52% year-on-year. Our EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 20.89% compared to 19.74% in quarter one of FY26. Looking at the bottom line, profit after tax increased to INR 18.10 crores this quarter from INR 13.28 crores in quarter one of FY26. This represents a 36.3% year-on-year growth in PAT. Now, I would like to take this opportunity to share with you some key business updates from quarter two of FY26 and outline our outlook for the coming quarters. In line with our long-term growth strategy, Sirca undertook a major operational integration and capacity expansion for the Wembley brand. We have initiated the consolidation of three existing Wembley manufacturing units into a single integrated production facility. This strategic CapEx initiative is aimed at achieving higher efficiency, scalability, and cost optimization. The new facility currently under commissioning is expected to become operational around quarter four of FY26. Once commissioned, it will mark a significant milestone for the company, enhancing manufacturing productivity, improving the margin profile, and driving operational agility across both our Welcome and Wembley product lines. The new product range in Wembley, launched under the Valentino sub-brand, has started gaining traction across the existing distributors of Wembley, reinforcing Sirca's commitment of building a comprehensive product portfolio that serves both the premium and the mass premium category. In a significant development, Sirca Paints has extended its agreement with Sirca Spa Italy for the distribution, manufacturing, and use of the brand Sirca in India until 2041. This agreement is irrevocable too. Under this extended agreement, Sirca Spa Italy will continue to transfer the technical know-how to the company for manufacturing of high quality, high technology, acrylic, UV, and polyester-based wood coating products in India. These products are currently being imported from Sirca Spa Italy. This agreement not only reinforces our strategic partnership, but also marks a key step towards greater self-reliance, improved margins, and enhanced value creation through local production of premium Italian formulations. this agreement not only reinforce our strategic partnership, but yeah, it will also help us to grow together and, improve the margins and localize the production. Let me also touch upon our R&D and innovation front. Sirka continues to invest in the research and development to stay ahead of the market trends and consumer preference. We are particularly focusing on the high potential categories such as acrylic base, waterborne, where innovation and sustainability are emerging as key differentiators. Our continued investment in product advancement is directed towards improving durability, ensuring regulatory compliance, and enhancing user-friendliness, reaffirming our commitment to quality and technological leadership. On the demand front, we are beginning to see encouraging signs of market recovery, particularly in urban areas and organized manufacturing sectors. This improving sentiments, coupled with our differentiated and diverse product portfolio, positions us well to capture the next phase of growth. With Indian furniture manufacturing sector on a strong expansion trajectory, supported by rising domestic consumption and increasing global sourcing, we anticipate a substantial uptick in demand for PU and acrylic coatings across both organized and semi-organized segments. From a brand and market development perspective, Sirka continues to deepen engagement with the interior designer community, a vital influencer group in the premium coating space. Our facilitation of the top 30 industry designers at an event called Earth Dubai has significantly enhanced our brand visibility and strengthened our credibility within the design circles. At the same time, we remain focused on expanding our geographical footprint, particularly across West and the South of India. We are making steady progress through enhanced distribution network, dealer onboarding, and strategic retail partnerships, all aimed at capturing emerging growth pockets and improving our overall market penetration. Overall, the outlook for FY26 and beyond remain positive, with strong execution of our operational integration, sustained R&D efforts, and the extended collaboration with Sirka Italy. Sirka Paints is well positioned to capitalize on upcoming opportunities and drive sustainable value creation for all stakeholders. And now, I would like to hand over the call to the moderator for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, I request all the participants who wish to ask a question may please raise their hand and we will take question one by one. So the first question is from Kunal.
Audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Three quick questions, sir. First is about your trade receivables, which saw a large jump from where they were in March 25. At the end of March 25, they have increased 48% from then. And hence, CFO has been very measly despite making good profits. So can you explain that, please?
The trade receivable from the March sees a jump also because of the addition of sales from the brand Wembley. So there has been a additional sales which has been, has been a part of the total or overall revenue growth. Though we have seen the quarter one and two being tough considering the overall market conditions, we have seen a little tightness towards the debtor side, but the major chunk of the jump is seen because of the Wembley sales being consolidated in the revenue. So the That is why the big jump sees from the March numbers.
25. Okay, understood. And do the Wembley and Welcome brands, do they have a longer data cycle?
So because it was a transition period and we had our terms and condition also with the old owners of the brand. So because it was the transitional thing, there were some teething problems with the closure of accounts with the old company of the existing distributors, which were majorly sorted by the mid of the quarter two, and the payments, the newer payments to the company started coming in. But the average credit periods remains around 60, but because of the transitional change, it went to 90, 95 days. But in the coming quarters, it will again come back to the 45, 60 day cycle.
Okay, so this was temporary.
Yeah.
And I've been confused about this for some time, but can you explain if the Wembley and Welcome brands were acquired at the same time and from the same person?
No, so the Wembley brand was acquired in the on the 21st March 2025, so in this year, and the Welcome brand was acquired in
Last
June,
year.
yeah, last year, yes. And you know the owners are different, but they are two real brothers.
All right. I guess that was why I was confused.
Okay.
And also, can you explain what products does the Valentino sub-brand cover?
So the Valent,
And what type of customer will it cater to?
yeah, you know, so with the polyurethane technology becoming like a consumer and mass product under the brand Valentino, we are going to cater to the retail and market retail demand of the polyurethane coating. So general mass polyurethane products.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you.
Hello, I apologize. We got some technical issues. I would like to take next question. Investors, please raise your hand. The next question is from Hemant Soni. Mr. Hemant Soni, you can ask the question.
Hello, thank you for providing me the opportunity. Just wanted to ask one thing. I mean, what will be the revenue guidance for this year? And the 1,000 crores of revenue, I think we have an aspiration. It will be hit in which year, sir?
Hi. So, you know, We as a company are expecting to grow at a 35 to 40% CAGR growth. And considering that, by FY30, we would touch the revenue of 1,000 crore.
And sir, for FY26, shall we expect 35 to 40% only?
Yeah, for FY26, we are expecting approximately 35 to 40% growth.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Hemant sir. We would take the next question from investor. Please request you to raise your hand. The next question is from Khushi Jain.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, so my question was around EBITDA margin that has actually expanded to a higher band of 21% versus it was 18% in the same quarter last year. So we assess that Family and Welcome are now integrating, but operate at a relatively lower profile than what the standalone Circa brand is. So what has been the key triggers for this margin expansion?
So, the main trigger has been the quarter two has seen some relaxations at the raw materials side, especially solvents, which allowed us to have better gross margin in the product lines of Wembley and Welcome also. Plus, the sale of high value products like acrylic has contributed decently in the quarter two revenues, which are again the better margin products. So overall, at the EBITDA level, we have seen this jump.
Thank you. Another question was, could you please share the Welcome and Family revenues for this quarter and half year if possible?
So for this quarter, the combined revenue from Wembley and Welcome were about 29.50 crore, out of which 18.36 was coming from the Wembley and the rest was coming from the Welcome.
Okay. And when is the consolidation of Wembley plants likely to be completed?
So we are expecting by the late January 2026.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, that's all from my end. If I have something else, I'll just come back in the queue. Thank you so much for answering.
Thank you, Kushi.
Yes, Hemant, you can now ask the question.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Eman.
Yeah, thank you for providing me the opportunity again. Sir, if I do a math and a back calculation, so growing at a 35% or 40% figure, I think the revenue will be close to 1200 crores by FY29 only. So, I mean, are we some sort of conservative
Yes.
in our guidance of 1000 crores?
Yes. Yes. So we are keeping our approach to be conservative, and yeah, conservatively, we anticipate that by FY26 we should reach the 1,000 crore revenue.
By FY30, right?
Yeah, FY29, FY30. So considering our conservative approach and the current market conditions, we look the 1,000 crore revenue to be touched by 2030.
And sir, one more thing. As per I think the earlier con calls or the PPTs, we had guided for 25 to 30% kind of revenue growth in FY26. I just checked it. So are we some sort of upping the guidance?
So the consolidated 35 to 40% revenue growth is after considering the consolidation of Wembley as well.
Okay, earlier Wembley wasn't factored in, right?
Yeah.
So 35 to 40% CAGR looks easily achievable till FY30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Hemant. Now I would request participants to raise their hands to ask the question.
Hello, am I audible? Hello.
Yeah, Kunal, you are audible.
Okay. Thank you. After this tie-up with Circa, where we get the right to manufacture the products in-house as well, what are your targets for working capital for the next year?
Sorry, what is the targeted?
Working capital.
No, the working capital after manufacturing these new range of products like acrylic and polyester base, the working capital of the company overall will go down because our import dependency will reduce. Today,
Yes, that's what I was asking. How much would it improve after this?
yeah, so we will come down to about 95 to 100 days.
95 to 100 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, would you be able to elaborate on your targets for the paints segment under the Oikos brand?
Under the Oikos, the company is focusing only on the special decorative paints, which are called as textures, which is a very, very, very niche market. So with the Oikos, this year we are expecting a business of 10 crore out of the total company revenue, which is in terms of number, not big, but yeah, it is a high gross margin product and an entry, and it allows us a quick entry at the interior designer level because it is a product which is very niche. And is applied say on couple of walls in the whole house, but it is a product which has very less competition, high margin, and add lights to our total product kitty. So with Oikos, our focus currently remains only on the specialized texture-based decorative paints rather than the solid paint.
Okay, and the 90 to 95 days working capital you mentioned, you expect that to happen by the next year?
Yeah, by next year, because the production of the new line of products like acrylic and polyester will come in full swing from the first quarter of next financial year. So it will begin in quarter
All right.
four. Yeah, but it will come in full swing, and the imports will the import inventory will go down from late March.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from Neil.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Neil, you are audible.
Thanks for the opportunity. So basically, my question was, in your business, contractors plays a key role in selecting which paints are to be used. So what strategies do you use to ensure that contractors will prefer your products over other competitors?
Yeah, so with contractor, we are doing the engagement program round the year. So first, we focus a lot on their training so that they can use the product in the right way and achieve the finish that this product deserves, which allow, the contractors also to have more sides by showing their quality. Secondly, we run an app called Circa Parivar app, where we have 16,000 registered contractors only from the northern part of India, which scan the products daily, and on the yearly basis, they become a part of a attractive reward program, which is given by the company in the form of gifts and also trips. And under these trips, the company has developed a very strong personal as well as business relation with these contractors, and that is why Circa has become the preferred choice of these set of contractors.
Okay, got it. And my next question was, basically, you have a very strong presence in North India, but what are you what are your plans to expand your presence in other regions of India?
So Circa as an OEM brand is strong, or is also very strongly present in the West and the South, where key furniture manufacturers and kitchen manufacturers are using our product. At the retail level, company has opened almost 7 new depots in this current financial year, from Surat to Hyderabad to Bangalore, and the latest one coming up in Chennai, in Kerala. The company is also now aggressively marketing and retailing the products in the South and the West region, and we are gaining traction very slowly and steadily in these states also. So by couple of years ahead, we look that retail contribution of revenues from the South and the West will also become noticeable.
Okay, got it. Thanks for answering the question, sir.
Thank you.
I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the query. Dear participants, if you have any questions, yes, we have the next question from Mr. Deepak.
Yeah, hi. Sorry if it is answered earlier also. Means the company is new in our tracking. So if you can highlight what's your age compared to the other players, and when the industry is not growing that fast, how come we are growing, and how come the margin is sustainable?
Hi. Circa Paints is one of the first company to launch the wood coatings in India, and we are almost 20 years old now in the market. The product portfolio and the product mix of Circa Paints is majorly the high quality luxury wood coatings, which actually become the main differentiator, and that is why we stand out of the other paint brands in the market, where the major contribution of their revenues are from the decorative paints, and Circa Paints, the major contribution is by the luxury wood coatings. That is why our margins are different from the immediate paint players.
Yeah, so I'm not comparing with the paint players, but in decorative wood coating itself means compared to other players, what's the age? Is there any means any brand age is there? Any technological age is there? Means what's the age in this business here?
So, as I mentioned, that Circa became the first one to launch these kind of polyurethane coatings market. So we enjoy a first mover advantage, because Circa was positioned, and till now is positioned, as a pure wood coating and a pure Italian wood coating player, which is why we have become the preferred choice of interior designer, architect and contractor, because they have this 20 year of trust of pure Italian made wood coatings. And secondly, obviously, with the support and the benefit and the advantage of Circa Italy, we have been consistent in terms of the quality of our product, and also we have been the first one to launch and provide Indian market with the latest and the newest technology of any wood coating product. So we became the first to launch PU, then we became the first to launch acrylic, then we became the first to launch waterborne. So that is why our positioning has been very different, which gives us an edge amongst the key influencer, which is the contractor and the architect.
Got it. Thank you.
Next question is from Mr. Kumar.
Hello, I'm audible.
Hi, Kunal. Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much again, sir. Just one quick question. What's your market share in Delhi NCR at present?
So in Delhi NCR, we enjoy almost a 45% market share.
Single coating business, right?
Yes.
And do you have segmentation where you classify it as premium, sub-premium, because you say your specialty is premium luxury coatings?
Sorry, Kunal, can you repeat?
Do you differentiate between your market share in the sort of general mass category versus premium category where Sirka is more dominant?
Yeah, so we consider ourselves in the premium luxury category only when it comes to the polyurethane coatings.
And are there data points available for how much your share would be in that category?
So in that category, there are only, a couple of players who are operating only in that category. So with their data, sales data available, we consider ourselves having a 45% market share in Delhi.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kunal. The next question is from Mr. Sunil.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for good sets of number. Hello.
Yeah, thank you, Sunil.
Yeah. Sir, just wanted to check. You have mentioned saying that there's a guidelines of around 40% growth for next 3 years, right? 30 to 40% growth. Okay. What gives you the confidence? Because what I see is that we are. Why I'm saying we are means I'm part of the investor, so it's our company. So why I mean we are based out of Delhi NCR largely and not in South or any other region. So what are the plans to grow our network and how confident that we will achieve this target? I mean, what gives you that confidence that definitely we will have that 40% growth?
See, there are many factors which, allow us to be confident that, we will be delivering this 30 to 40% CAGR growth. First is, the signs of recovery in the market and, the
That was the
furniture industry, which is expected to grow quite aggressively, in the coming years, which is already showing some signs of the growth. Secondly, we have
While saving the order, the diagnosis.
So now it's better. So secondly, Sunil, we have also recently acquired brands like Wembley and Welcome, which are currently North centric, and we are expecting a good set of growth also from the Wembley and Welcome, not only by the distribution expansion, but also by adding the product category of mass polyurethane, which I earlier mentioned in my statement under the brand called Valentino. Thirdly, also, the polyurethane as a technology is becoming a commodity and, it is gaining a lot of retail traction, and there is a shift of the product from technology of melamine to PU, which is again contributing in the growth of the sales of polyurethane products. So combining all these factors, we are quite confident that we will be able to achieve the numbers that we are talking about.
Great to hear this. Sir, I am not good at understanding the actual product. So the new product, these two new products which we have introduced, is this a substitute to our old product or it's totally a different product which will be addition to the requirement to polish the wood and all. Just help me understand this, please.
So
Apurva, sir, you are not on.
Sorry, Sunil, I lost you in the middle. Can you repeat your last question?
Okay, my question was that the two new products which we have introduced recently, is this a substitute to our old product or it's a totally different product which will be applied on a wood or I mean in an addition? So are we having a sales, extra sales, or it will be a substitute to our earlier one? Just help me understand this product.
Yeah, so Sunil, this brands that we have acquired, their product line has a totally different technology product than what we are selling under the brand Circa, which is predominantly high luxury wood coating polyurethane products. But under the acquired brands, the technology is altogether different, and the customer and the target audience is altogether different. So it is a pure addition, but not the.
When
Yeah.
Okay, that's all from it. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
that's where the problem arises. Other than that, I think it is auto-populated.
I request the participants to raise their hand for the question. Dear participants, if you have any more questions, you can raise your hand. The next question is from Mr. Shreyansh.
Hello.
Hi, Shreyansh.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sorry, if I may sound naive or repetitive. I'm relatively new to the company, so just wanted to understand how are we differentiating from other paint companies? And I just heard on the call that you guys are guiding about 35 to 40% sort of a growth number. So that is for FY26, or that is largely for next 2 to 3 years. Given that this would be from acquisition-led, could you give also give us or any sort of understanding that how is this acquisition going to help us? And it is like more of a capability-based acquisition or sort of a geographic-based acquisition that will enhance our capabilities in terms of geographic reach. That will be helpful.
Yeah, so Shreyansh, Circa operates in the wood coating segment, which is quite different from the key players in the paint industry, where their main revenue contribution is by the decorative paints. So we currently operate in a niche luxury wood coating segment. And after the acquisition of the brands Wembley and Welcome, we are trying to enter in the mass wood coating segment because wood coating as a product category is gaining a lot of traction in the market because of the increased use of MDF and wood, and the furniture industry in India is all set for our next level growth in the coming next 2 to 5 years. So with Wembley and Welcome, we have added an altogether different product line, and with this we have also taken over a newer distribution network, which will also help us to grow the business of the polyurethane products, which is our core business. So this strategic acquisition will give us both the horizontal as well as the vertical expansion, both at the product level side also and the distribution level side. And considering this acquisition and considering the overall market dynamics of polyurethane, furniture industry, product shift, these three factors actually, allow us to believe that the next 2 to 3 years will be the golden period for this wood coating industry. And that is why we are eyeing this kind of growth for next 2 to 3 years.
Got it. And these traditional paint players, again, sorry if I'm being naive again on this part, but these traditional paint players, they would have very less proportion of their contribution coming from wood coating segment. Is my understanding correct?
Yeah, from the luxury product side, like the high quality polyurethane, acrylic, and waterborne, their contribution is negligible.
Got it. And that makes you, or that is the sole reason why you guys enjoy a better operating margin. That makes
Absolutely,
sense, right?
because we operate and our majority of the revenue, majority comes from the high quality wood coating products.
Got it. So wood coating is that MDF sheet pe jo whatever paint we do, and like the on the normal the furniture application has been increasing on the wooden side. So that is the whole play, right? Here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Got
जो
it, got it,
MDF,
got it.
SDF, SGHMR के ऊपर, चाहे वो किचन वार्डरोब के शटर्स बनाने के लिए यूज हो रहा है, फर्नीचर को बनाने के लिए यूज हो रहा है, उसके ऊपर जो पहले व्हाइट करके वी अप्लाई एनी कलर विच वी चूज फ्रॉम द
राइट
शेड, दैट इज द पॉलीयुरेथेन टेक्नोलॉजी एंड दैट इज द मेन कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटर ऑफ आर रेवेन्यू.
So then just a follow-up maybe on that is why the traditional players are not focusing so much on this, given that this space is much more lucrative. Is it because it takes time for anybody to crack this formula, or this overall size of the market is not as big or as not as attractive for them? What is
Yeah,
it?
so this pigmented products which are applied on the MDF or SGHMR, it is not that the other paint companies are not including these product in their product category, but as of now, their prime focus still remains the decorative industry, which is a 90,000 or a lakh crore industry. So their focus still remains there, where this pigmented industry is still a smaller size and still we can say niche. But again, as I told you, it's growing and next 3 to 5 years are going to be very important for the wood coating industry. So there
Right,
we
right.
enjoy a first
Right.
mover advantage.
Got it. So the 30, 35 or 35, 40% sort of run rate or the revenue growth number seems quite plausible for next 3 years. It is
Yes, Shreyansh.
71 FY.
with similar kind of margins, right? Around
Yeah,
20%, 20.
absolutely.
Got it. Perfect. Thanks. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. What would the all India market size for wood coatings be?
So it is estimated to be about 9,500 to 10,000 crore, the whole from the mass polyurethane to NC melamine and all the technologies.
Okay. And segments where you specialize, what proportion of that would it be?
So if we talk about only
High
polyurethane,
quality PU.
high quality polyurethane is estimated to be about 3,500 to 4,000 crore.
Okay, and it is gaining share over other technologies, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
I request the participants to raise their hand for queries. Dear participants, if you have any more questions, please raise your hand for asking the queries. Sir, I think there are no other queries or questions in the queue. So, I would like to give you a closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for joining us today and for your continued support and interest in our company. Our performance in Q2 underscores the strength of our strategy, balancing growth with profitability, investing in innovation, and deepening our relationships with customers and partners. We are particularly proud of our progress in luxury wood coatings arena, which position us well for sustainable growth in the quarters ahead. Looking forward, we remain confident in our trajectory for second half of the year. Our priorities are clear: continue driving operational excellence, maintaining financial prudence, and delivering meaningful value to our shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. If you have any doubts that are still pending, you can drop us an email anytime, and we would be happy to revert to those. Thank you so much. You can disconnect now.